that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you
good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of Missouri Ozarks on Monday. It is Monday, the 23rd day of February. Today's show is dedicated to my friend Tim Spencer, who passed yesterday. Quite frankly, for a number of years, every day he was alive was a small miracle. And I'll be talking more about Tim and what a man he was during this show. We will do begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's get that going here. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day. This one is so important I probably should do it once a month. Read the book titled World Without Cancer. I say again, the title is World Without Cancer. The author is G. Edward Griffin. The protocols for how to not get cancer are in there. Don't call me or email me for what they are. Get the book, read the book, understand the book. It will change your life in very important, very substantial ways. All right. We're going to have open lines this first hour. We had another death a few days ago. One of our regular callers, John from Tennessee, passed away, I believe it was last Friday. And John called in dozens of times to this show over the years. We had our differences, but he was a great guy. I respected him, and he will be sorely missed as well. My friend Tim Spencer, the last murder case I worked on is how I met Tim. He was... we had a fundraiser. Our client was Native American. Donald Nash is his name. So the Western Cherokee Nation sponsored a fundraiser to pay for legal expenses. This would have been the summer, I guess it was. When would that have been? 2010, I believe. 2010. Sunny day. We were on the premises of the Western Cherokee Nation. There was live music, great food. Everybody was having a wonderful time. And I'm socializing with all the people there. I see this man walking around with a ID badge attached to his shirt that said Tim Spencer, Director of Emergency Preparedness, Western Cherokee Nation. So we started talking and struck up this wide-ranging conversation. And at some point, we were talking about, I found out that Tim was a Navy submarine veteran. And that's when I had my car, in my town car, parked a few feet away. The first case of my DVD titled Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, the original one disc version of it, which became two discs a few years later. And I gave him the very first copy anyone got, other than myself, of this DVD. And he watched it. We talked about a week later. And he says, John, I've seen that map before, talking about the Navy map. And by the way, Steve Ben Noon and I have been talking a lot recently. And Steve has the latest version of the Navy map, which I'll be getting a copy of soon, I hope. So I said, really, Tim, you saw that map? He says, yeah. And that's when he told me the story. He was active duty Navy. He was stationed in New Orleans doing classified work. He walked across the hallway to get a cup of coffee, and the Navy map was posted on the wall. Now, Tim would have been in his early to mid-20s, 23, 25 years old, something like that. Pretty young guy. And he asked a Master Chief. Now, Master Chief was probably old enough to be his father, probably mid-40s. He said, Master Chief, what's this map all about? And the Master Chief said, don't worry, young sailor. Just remember, when it's time for you to retire, you want to move to one of the areas marked in white. And he said, thank you, Master Chief, and took his coffee and went back to his work. For decades, Tim thought that the white areas were areas safe from radiation in the event of a nuclear war, because Master Chief didn't tell him what the markings meant, or what the danger would be, I should say. But based on the knowledge he got from that classified map, when he retired from the Navy, he moved to my neighborhood, South Central Missouri, to be safe, because this is one of the safe areas designated by the U.S. Navy as being a safe area. Well, fast forward several years. Tim and his wife, Lori, if you're listening, good morning, my dear. They were students in my concealed carry class. And during the lunch break, we're sitting there talking, and Lori says, and Tim and Lori are both from the South Florida. Lori says, I'm from Florida. I don't like cold weather. I don't like snow. I don't even like Missouri. But I'm here because of that darn map. And we all laughed about that. So Tim went from seeing that map, it would have been about 1985 or so, until about 2011, not knowing what the danger was the Navy was concerned about. And when he watched my DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, that's when he learned the nature of the threat, the nature of the danger that the U.S. Navy was concerned about. So that's it. Now, Tim is Native American. He was heavily involved in Native American politics for a number of years until he finally got disgusted with all that mess and walked away from it. A great guy, very smart. For those of you who don't know, the Navy Submarine Corps is almost a separate branch of the military. Not quite. It is officially part of the Navy, of course, on one hand. On the other, the men, and now unfortunately women, the men in the Navy Submarine Corps, they don't wear the same uniform the rest of the Navy wears. They have their own uniform. It's a very great-looking black uniform with gold trim. The lowest IQ of any submariner, they call themselves submariners, by the way, not submariners, submariners. The lowest IQ of any submariner allowed on a submarine as part of the crew is 120, and they go up from there. These are very bright men and women, very bright. The psychological testing is very intense. You're going to put 100-plus men and now women in a tin can underwater for 6 months? Really? You're going to do that? You have to make sure that these men and women are very, extremely psychologically stable. That's not optional. Every job on a submarine could literally be a matter of life and death. Literally. It's tight confines. You don't even get your own, unless you're an officer, you don't even get your own bunk. They share bunks where you, two or three guys, I don't know how many it is, two or three guys will share the same bunk because they're on different shifts. It's probably two, I guess. Otherwise, there wouldn't be room. Well, if you have a submariner that knows how that works out, I don't know the details. Anyway, Tim was very enamored with becoming a submariner. He looked at them as the elite part of the military, which they are. They're very elite. So he enlisted in the Navy, went through all the training, and it's time to report for his first tour on a U.S. Navy submarine. So he reports for duty along with two other new guys. The officer in charge of billeting tells him the following: gentlemen, we don't have bunks for you. We're overstaffed. You're going to set up hammocks in between the warheads of the Polaris nuclear missiles. Don't worry, no radiation. Don't worry, gentlemen, no radiation. Well, that didn't turn out quite to be true. These tours are 6 months. For that six-month tour, Tim and these other two men were exposed to 8 hours a day, 7 days a week for 6 months to a not quite lethal dose of ionizing radiation. What did that do? Well, it gave him radiation poisoning, obviously. Killed his pancreas, making him diabetic for the rest of his life, which we had some mitigation of that using the energy cleaner for quite a while. That was his first injury. The second injury, he was at sea on a submarine, and there was a metal gangplank set up between two ships. And Tim is walking from one ship to the other, carrying a really heavy box, about 100 pounds is what I was told. And it was wet. Of course, it was wet. They're in the ocean, right? And he slipped, and he broke his back. Now, that was about 2 months into a six-month tour. At the time, and I don't know what now, but at the time in the 1980s, they didn't have x-ray equipment on board submarines. So he took pain meds for those 4 months while his bones, his back, his spine was healing improperly. What did that do? Well, that led to a lifelong interaction with multiple surgeries and pain medication for most of his adult life. Now, when I met Tim in the summer of 2010, of course, he was he stayed in the Navy as long as he could, and eventually the pain got to the point where he couldn't function anymore, and he retired from the Navy with a full medical discharge and 100% disability. That would have been, I don't know, I guess around 1990 or so. I don't have the exact date. Doesn't matter. When I met him in 2010, Tim was in so much pain that he was concerned that he was becoming a burden on his family. He didn't want to be a burden on his family. He wanted to be productive and be an active part of the family, an active part of his hobby farm where he had his ponies, his garden, and chickens, and firewood to cut, and vehicles to maintain, tractor to maintain, all the rest of it. At the time I met him, he'd already been to the General Pershing VA Center in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, to look into being a resident there Monday through Friday and come home on weekends. That was going to be his plan. Well, once I learned this, I got the details. I presented him with an energy cleaner and a mattress pad. And we went to the first expo that Vince Finelli put on in Springfield. And so he took that home with him. It was still 10 days or so before he got it installed on his bed. And I don't know why, but he just procrastinated for a week or two. So after the first week, I call him up and I ask him how he's doing. He says, well, John, I think it's helping. I'm not sure. I want to make sure it's not a placebo effect. Another week or two, he says, I'm convinced now it's not a placebo effect. I'm definitely getting pain relief. At that point, I asked him to come into the radio with me. And once a week for the next year plus, he gave updates on what was going on with him. with the energy cleaner and pain. It was less than a year. He was incrementally decreasing the pain meds. And here's what the Navy did, by the way, the VA, I should say. They changed pain meds every 30 days so he wouldn't become addicted to any one pain medication. Anyway, he was reducing the pain meds until the following summer, spring or summer, I don't recall which, he was completely off the prescription pain meds, completely off the prescription pain meds. And in addition, he was taking less insulin. His pancreas was getting active again, and the diabetes, the insulin, was becoming less of an issue as well. Within a few months of that, he was riding his horses again, climbing radio towers, using a chainsaw, doing all the things that a guy in the country likes to do. That went on for about 3 years or so. But even the energy cleaner can't fix things that are too broken. And after about 3 years of having life that he never expected to have again, Tim once again began deteriorating because his body was just too broken. His heart, for example, he had to get a pacemaker initially. Then he got a pacemaker with a built-in defibrillator. He had problems with infections. One infection led to a leg amputation where one leg was amputated below the knee. But he still hung in there, wanting to be a productive part of the farm. And he was my webmaster up until very recently. He just couldn't produce anymore. He knew I couldn't count on him, and he worked with me to get a new webmaster established, which we did. We got a new guy. He's a great guy. He's in fact, he lives on vacation today, as a matter of fact. Good morning, Jason, if you're listening. So Tim and I spent a lot of time together on the telephone. We had enjoyed a number of meals together, with me visiting his family and Tim visiting with my wife and I. Tim did get to meet my new wife on a Zoom conference call. I'm glad that was able to happen. And I was together with Tim in person just 2 or 3 weeks before he passed. And I'm glad I got that last visit in. So that's Tim Spencer. We'll be doing a memorial panel for Tim once my webmaster gets back. We have posted on my Twitter feed this morning a photograph of Tim on one of his horses, his favorite horse, Abby. He just looks so happy being in the saddle on his favorite horse. My friendship with Tim Spencer was very special and very important to both of us. And he will be sorely missed. Absolutely sorely missed. Let's move on from there. One of my correspondents got me a note. I get my telephone here. We had a professional football player. I think the telephone's right over here. Two football players collided yesterday. See if I can find this note. And I haven't done any follow-up on this. See if I can get to that location of that note. Okay. Here we go. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour sponsored by EMP Shield, and we are back. Now we're back. This hour sponsored by EMP Shield. If you would like to protect your car, your spouse's car, the car of that youngster off to college with the exact same equipment, no difference whatsoever, the exact same equipment from the same production line, from the same factory, that would be EMP Shield, available at my website with a very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment. Okay, these football players, Buffalo Bills. Buffalo Bill players, Jordan Poyer and Trey Devarius White collided head on. I looked into this too deeply. I was told that one of them was clutching his chest. Now, I don't know. I didn't watch the video yet, but that bears looking into for the following reason. This is America, and we got American football, as opposed to what the rest of the world calls football, which we call soccer. We've had more than 100 soccer players drop dead during games and during practice. And I fully expect we could see the same thing now with American sports, football, basketball, you know, other sports, very intense sports. So anyway, we need to be paying attention to that. And we hope that there are not going to be any fatalities. But given what I know, I think there's a high likelihood there could be fatalities of American athletes as a consequence of the clot shot. Certainly could be. We pray that there's not, but that's in all likelihood that's what's going to be taking place. Okay. If you weren't listening last week, we found out by Tucker Carlson, thank goodness for Tucker and his team, that the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, in October changed the protocols for pilots' fitness to fly, in particular the EKG testing. As of October, we now have pilots flying aluminum tubes with 300 people behind them that before October would not be allowed to fly because they wouldn't pass the physical fitness test, in particular the EKG part of it. I think that's pretty serious. I don't know any reasonable, sane person who would not be concerned about this change. Now, but from what I've read and been able to find out, it's about 20% of the pilots could no longer pass the EKG portion of their physical fitness test. They simply couldn't do it anymore. They could not. Now, along the same lines, at my request, Steve Ben Noon has made inquiries with very high-level people in Israel about what in the world's going on with Israel with the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. His findings, we'll learn more details tomorrow. Now, at Steve's website, IsraeliNewsLive.org, you can get some details right there. I'm going to save some of the details I know privately for Steve to give out tomorrow on my show on the Tuesday morning roundtable. But what he's learned is confirmation of what I've been saying for, what, a year or more? That Israel will cease to exist in 5 years or less? There will still be an Israel. The country will exist. There will be some people there, not nearly as many as there are now. Of course, the numbers of Israelis dying, men, women, and now, unfortunately, children, because these idiots are getting these vaccinations for their children as well. But the details are gruesome. The details are horrific. The details expose criminal intent to commit genocide. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Where for many may have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. The website will be dedicated to Tim Spencer as a memorial to his life's work, beautifully laid out. It's all the work of Tim Spencer. 9-plus gigabytes of information, a lot there. There's an awful lot there. I'm now on Twitter, by the way. Since Elon Musk bought it and has opened it up once again to conservatives and real talk in terms of instead of censored talk on Twitter. Right next to that is the documentary Died Subtly. If you haven't seen it, you really need to see it. Put together by Stu Peters. Stu did a great job. And, of course, the products that I offer individuals, such as the commercial quality Harvest Right freeze-dried equipment that you can install in your home and make your own freeze-dried food. That would be a great thing to do. The MyPillow product from Mike Lindell. Mike's a great guy doing wonderful work, and his products are all top quality. They really are. The Liberated Rocket Heater, mine is just a few feet away from me, keeping the whole house nice and warm and cozy, and saving me a lot of money. I really appreciate that. And then the energy cleaner. The energy cleaner I talked about that helped Spencer get his life back. This very same energy cleaner. Only $285 shipping included, American zip codes. The mattress pads that go with it, they vary in price depending on what you need. And, of course, you already have an energy cleaner. Check out the Micro Plush throws. They're elegant, warm, and cozy. Greatly expand your use of energy cleaner because you can use them not only on your recliner, on your sofa, on your work chair at work, on your car seat. A great way to get more use of energy cleaner at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there using PayPal, or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. All right. Worst crime, this is not a flippant statement. This is a true, it will become a historically true statement. The worst crime in recorded human history is taking place right now on the Monday, the 23rd day of January, 2023. Tens of millions, ultimately hundreds of millions of people are in the process of being murdered in the United States, North America, South America, Europe, Asia, by 19 vaccination clot shots. That's the goal. This is not an unintended effect. It's not a side effect. It's the intention of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots to murder as many tens of millions of people as possible, including, by the way, about half of Israel. We'll get more details of that in the Tuesday morning roundtable tomorrow from Steve Bannon. He's been talking to people at the very highest levels of the Israeli government. So what do we do? Just in the last couple of weeks, I've met, my new webmaster. He got the clot shot. He now regrets it. I met a young man at the Republican Central Committee meeting the other day, younger than my daughter. He got the clot shot. He now regrets it. How many millions of men and women have got the clot shot and now regret it? Now, the military, the U.S. military, has not been able to meet the recruitment goals for more than a year. The standards are dramatically less than what they were when I went in the Army in 1967. Even at these reduced physical and mental standards, they still can't meet the recruitment problems, numbers that they need to maintain the military, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, Space Force. On a good day, on any day, quite frankly, 3 out of 4 men and women that would like to join the military aren't allowed to join the military because they're too fat, they're too dumb, they're too drugged up, they have criminal convictions. A combination of all four, more likely. So who's that last 25% that are height-weight proportionate? They're smart enough, they don't have any drug issues, they're not having any criminal convictions. Who are they? Well, that's 25% that the Fortune 5 want, the Fortune 500, the Fortune 1000 want also. Highly desirable young men and women. The military is competing against U.S. industry for the same 25%. Much of the private industry doesn't require you to get the clot shot. That gives them a leg up on the military. Until recently, the military finally gave up on mandating the clot shot for members of the military. They had no choice if they were going to have any chance at all of meeting recruitment requirements. That's just one example. Now, I believe it was last week, Tucker Carlson interviewed Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long, MD, flight surgeon, She prepared and signed a sworn written affidavit for Congress. She gave sworn testimony before Congress. She was in charge of determining the physical fitness of 4,000 pilots in Alabama for the Army. She gave this testimony and prepared this affidavit under whistleblower protection, but the Army still changed her job description to make her no longer in charge of determining the physical fitness of these 4,000 pilots because, in her professional opinion, none of them should fly an aircraft ever again. Let that sink in. Now, in the moment she became whistleblower and prepared that sworn affidavit, she basically kissed her career goodbye, whistleblower protection or not. She knew that. She understood that. She's a very smart woman. She's a medical doctor. But she did the right thing for the right reasons. Being a medical doctor, she'll have no trouble finding employment. That's not going to be an issue. But her career is over in the military. She knows that. On one hand. On the other, she took an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. The men and women who mandated the clout shot, they are in fact an enemy of the Constitution. A domestic enemy of the Constitution, because what they did when they gave this mandate was to put at risk all members of the U.S. military. Every one of them. There was a blip in the news about the Navy SEALs refusing to get the clout shot. I doubt that there's any Navy SEALs with an IQ lower than 120. I really doubt it. These are highly motivated men. No women. I don't believe there's any women SEALs. If there are, they were there because of their politics, not because they could pass the BUDS course. These are highly motivated, very athletic, very bright men who become Navy SEALs, willing to risk their life to defend this country. But they're not willing to risk their life taking the COVID clot shot, so they refuse, and it was the end of their careers. What does it take to become a Navy SEAL? Money-wise, about $1 million. Training is intense. The training takes years of intense, expensive training to become a U.S. Navy SEAL. The ones I've known, one was in my class in high school. He did 3 tours as a Navy SEAL in the Mekong Delta. I wrote a letter, and he was being nominated to be on one of these honor flights to go to Washington, D.C., spend the day and come back. And in that letter, I mentioned how the Viet Cong referred to the Navy SEALs. And we're going to dedicate some shows coming up here soon, by the way, to the Tet Offensive that took place beginning in January 1968. The Viet Cong called the Navy SEALs the following: devils with green faces. They operated almost exclusively in 4 Corps where I was, maybe some in 3 Corps. I don't believe Navy SEALs did very much, if anything at all, in I Corps and 2 Corps. But they were very effective. And because of the nature of our society in 1967, 68, you know, we didn't have what we have now. Social media did not exist, was not even thought of. We may have been in the same place at the same time. I was working in the 4th Corps, the capital of the 4th Corps, Canto. They had a base that I went past at least once a week. The Navy did. Just like my friend Bob Trout, he was with his 5th Group. I was in his headquarters almost once a day, picking up and dropping off documents. We didn't even know each other then. But my friend who was a SEAL, he was in these operations, and I would attend the classified briefings Monday through Friday, where I would get briefed on things he was doing, not knowing my friend was even there. We've compared notes since then about different operations, what we saw, what we did, and how we did it, and so forth. But the worst crime in recorded human history is taking place right now. We are witnessing it in real time. You have friends, you have neighbors, you have relatives that are becoming disabled and dead because of the clot shot. A 40% increase in all forms of morbidity beginning July of 2021. That's never happened, by the way. Ever. Ever. The flu, the 1918 flu, wasn't even close to this. Not even a little bit close. I'm not sure how far back in history we have to go to find this kind of increase in morbidity. Maybe the plague in the Middle Ages. I'm no historian, don't pretend to be. Might be a good question for Jeff Nyquist. If anybody could answer that I know, that would be the guy that would do it. Perhaps Professor McKinney, he's somewhat of a historian. What are we left with? What can we do? At this point, almost every adult who would want to get the clot shot or would be coerced into getting it out of pressure from relatives, I saw that a lot, or pressure from employers. Pretty much everybody who would get it has already got it and probably got two or three boosters. What's left is the children. It's been less than 2 months, I believe, since the FDA authorized the clot shot for infants 6 months and older. That's where the action is right now for all of us in terms of saving lives. For a child who's otherwise healthy, doesn't have type 1 diabetes, is not obese, the odds of them getting very sick from COVID are almost non-existent. The odds of dying are about the same as getting struck by lightning for an otherwise healthy child. Why get the clot shot? Something that we know for a fact now is ineffective. Doesn't keep you from getting it. Doesn't keep you from spreading it. What's the point? What is the point? So if you have any way at all to encourage a parent to not get the clot shot for their child, please do what you can. Unfortunately, my daughter and my son-in-law, they didn't follow my guidelines. They followed the guidelines of whoever they talked to, some healthcare professional or other. And they not only got the clot shot and booster for themselves, which that's their choice. They did it for my two youngest grandchildren who are now 16 years old. Juniors in high school. My level of disappointment is hard to describe. Most of you listening to me are parents or grandparents. You know what I mean. The urge to ensure the safety of children, grandchildren, is one of the strongest urges of any human being. Doesn't matter if you're a barefoot peasant living in the Amazon jungle or a multimillionaire living in downtown Paris. The urge to protect children and grandchildren is one of the strongest urges that human beings have anywhere on the planet. And to see that threatened is one of the biggest disappointments, one of the greatest fears of any parent or grandparent. That's where I am. I can't do anything about it. I know there's hundreds of healthcare professionals, scientists, attempting to find some way to mitigate the effects of the COVID-19 clot shot and boosters. I'm not aware of anything that we could count on. Staying healthy is obviously the best choice. On one hand, on the other, I've said this before. I hope to soon be privately debriefing, and I don't know if this woman will agree to go public. We can get a voice scrambler to distort her voice if she would agree to come on the radio with me. The company she worked for was either Pfizer or Moderna. They spent 6 years developing the COVID vaccination clot shot before it was released 2 years ago. There's nothing experimental about these clot shots, nothing at all. They were designed, these are biological weapons designed to kill people. Here's our last break this hour. We'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not. In Dixie's land, where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back. We are back. What we can do is limited when it comes to mitigating the worst crime in recorded history, recorded human history. It's limited. We're basically doing a what I would call a tactical retreat. I'm keeping track in my neighborhood of those who did and those who did not get the clot shot. My neighborhood is very remote. Davisville, Missouri is not a town. It's a zip code. Davisville, Missouri has no post office. My P.O. box is in Cherryville, by the way, not Davisville. No retail store, no gas station. There is a bar open to the public, a bar and grill. I think maybe two churches. No schools. No, Davisville is not incorporated, obviously. How many people live in this zip code? The zip code is probably 100 square miles, about the size of Washington, D.C. Less people than live in one apartment building in Washington, maybe 500 or 600 people. Davisville is mostly rocks and trees and hills. It's beautiful. But so I'm keeping track of those who did and those who did not. I know one couple where the husband, they're both retired healthcare professionals. The husband got the clot shot. The wife did not. So it's a mixed bag. Not far from me, a nationally and internationally known musician, Rusty Young. He and his wife went through a drive-through facility for the clot shot. 32 days later, the husband's dead. Just went to sleep, didn't wake up. There was no autopsy. It's hard to tell if somebody died from a blood clot unless there's an autopsy. Another neighbor, he and his wife got the clot shot. Not long after, I don't know how it was, maybe a week or so, the helicopter ambulance came and took him to the hospital. His heart was beating 300 beats per minute. You can't do that very long and live. Others appear to have, one gentleman, a friend of mine, very dear friend, he has uncontrollable shakes in his arms and hands, losing weight dramatically. His clothes just hang limp on him. He got the clot shot. Chances are many of you are doing the same thing, evaluating coworkers, friends, neighbors, relatives that you know got the clot shot, keeping watch on them to see if there's, and I've seen also, by the way, I should mention this, behavior changes in individuals who got the clot shot. You're probably noticing the same thing. So either consciously or subconsciously, you're doing the same thing with the people you know got the clot shot. We have a top of the hour break. We'll be back with Sam Andrews and Firearms Monday. Stay tuned.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.